Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, y'all, there is another Brewers game tonight. First pitch at 6:40. Don't worry, we got you covered across the Civic Media Radio Network. I met one of the affiliates in your neck of the woods is carrying the game. We've got WRCE in Richland Center, ISS in Oshkosh, RJN in Racine and Kenosha, CQM at Park Falls, and our newest Brewers affiliate, WBZH in Hayward, all will have the game this afternoon. That broadcast start time is 6:05, so don't go anywhere. Just hang out and enjoy, hopefully, another stunning Brewers victory this evening. Boy, that Isaac Collins. Gotta love that kid. Okay, here is this week's installment of Over the Hump and Trump. Speaking of the Brewers and speaking of fractures in our social fabric, I wanted to share with you, I was at the Brewers game on, was it Sunday? Just a few days ago. I was at the Brewers game on Sunday. And basically a sellout. There were four people, I would guess, somewhere in their mid-50s that were sitting behind me at the game. They were all already wasted by the time the game started. This was the Euchre tribute day, so there was this ceremony before the game started a little bit late. And it was a slower game. So they were not doing well. But one person was especially inebriated. And I could not believe how rude this woman was to the vendor guy, like her husband, and then eventually me and the friend I was with. And it got me thinking about manners and being polite, because I think sometimes we've lost a little bit of that. And I know it seems every generation there's we used to be nicer to one another that comes up from time to time. But I really feel like we've got to kind of address these basic elements of respect, and not the next time, you know, you're in line, maybe don't cut somebody off if you sometimes on occasion do that. So I usually give us maybe a little call to action in these segments we like to call Over the Hump and Trump. And the one that I'm going to ask us all to commit to for hopefully the foreseeable future is when you notice yourself in a moment where you could say, respond in kind if someone's being rude to you. Or, boy, that guy's not driving well and I could zoom around them. Let's try to make a conscious choice not to do that. And I'm going to try to hold myself accountable for this. I sometimes have a short temper. I know you'll all be shocked to hear that. And so I'm committing to you, the listeners on this program, and of course my senior producer and technical producers listening to me right now, I'm going to be leaving earlier for things. And I'm going to make the choice to not zoom around someone if I get frustrated when they're driving. And I'm going to ask us all to try to find one moment where we don't do the thing that could be rude or off-putting to someone, or when faced with someone being rude to us, we choose not to be rude in return. And I don't mean to suggest anybody should ever do anything or take any kind of crap that makes you unsafe or is mentally abusive. No, I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about some of the daily inconveniences. And this really came to mind for me, not just because I had this experience at the Brewers game on Sunday, and shame on you, whoever that lady was. I think her name was Anne. Shame on you, Anne. Not just because of the experience at the Brewers game, but because it seems to be that the online X feud between Representative Mark Pocan and Representative Derek Van Orten literally knows no bounds. And an article ran about this, and it talks about how both men now have folks sort of in their respective parties and in their circles saying, you guys need to stop this feud. The accusations are really, really personal. I will say that in my subjective opinion, the things that Derek Van Orten has said about Mark Pocan are way cruder than the clapbacks from Pocan to Van Orton, because Van Orton's vitriol centers on Representative Pocan's sexuality, and it's meant to embarrass and shame him. But, you know, if we can't even have our elected officials interact with one another politely, or at least in a way that's funny. I mean, listen, I think Gavin Newsom's pretty funny. The Trump trolling, pretty funny. I mean, if the Derek Van Orton, you know, jokes about Mark Pocan were funny, maybe it would make it not so repugnant, but they're not. So I think, again, my call to each and every one of us is let's find a couple of opportunities to actually, like, ratchet down instead of ratcheting up, because it seems that that is everybody's MO these days. And it's exhausting. Aren't we all sick of looking for the next reason to, like, pop off at someone? I know I am. Notwithstanding the fact that I do a program every day where I pop off with each and every one of you about the day's news. Thanks for being with me today, everybody. And thanks to all of our fantastic guests, Representative Jody Emerson, Mike Tate, former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. And thanks to each and every one of you for being with me on this fine program. We got a great lineup tomorrow. Of course, we've got Ask Maggie. It's Terry Barr. Oh, no, that's Friday. That's Friday. I'm getting confused. Today's just Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to be joined by Heidi Shareholz, the EPI president. We're going to talk about the Donald Trump tariff terror, and Aurelia Glass, a policy analyst from the Inclusive Economy, talking about unions and white workers' rights in an early Labor Day discussion. Thanks for being with me. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.